You're listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. I've been holding back on this story. It's been in the news. It continues to be not only in the news, but a topic of conversation on talk radio. It frankly bores me to death. I really think this is a distraction, but I'm going to spend, maybe 15 minutes on it. This is definitely going to be one of my shorter shows. And this is what I call the potty president is dictating that we have transgender toilets and thereby dumping on the American people. What am I talking about? Is the lying lunatic left really gone crazy? No, I think this, ladies and gentlemen, is one big distraction. What are we not talking about, I always say, and what is President Obama doing? I can't really take this whole topic seriously. Other than I think we have a president that is quickly losing touch with reality and what's really important, and trying to really divide this country, make people mad, unnecessarily mad. I keep saying, is he out of his mind? Apparently he is. He's trying to bully, and that's the right word here, using the Education Department, Department of Education, to say you can't discriminate against transgenders, because if you do, we might pull your funding. Now, what is he talking about? Well, Title IX, the purpose there was to make sure that female sports were adequately funded and there wasn't discrimination against females. Yet, who is complaining the most about the potty president's dictates? It's women. The Democratic Party likes to say there's a war on women. Well, apparently there is a war on women, and it starts in the White House with the president and his administration, because what this advice, directive, however you want to describe it, I call it a dictate. There's no law requiring this, and it will be challenged in the court, and the president and this administration will lose, and by that time the president will be out of office, thank God. And hopefully Donald Trump will be the next president, and this garbage will go in the garbage can. Women do not want men who identify as a woman walking into their bathrooms, locker rooms. And that's what President Obama is saying every school district in this country has to do. So children, teenagers, can wake up one day and say, well, I'm going to identify as a woman so I can go in the woman's locker room and bathroom. I don't think that's going to be, how should I say, welcomed by all the women of the world or the women still in schools. I think, frankly, President Obama has made a big mistake. And this ruckus distraction is going to continue for many, 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 many months, because it defies common sense. And yes, there are a very tiny minority. We're talking less than 1%. We're talking less than 0.5%. No one knows the exact number. You hear about 700,000. The population in the United States is over 320 million. And these are usually not children. or even teenagers, although a few teenagers, I'm sure, have this problem. You know, most schools, let's say 1,000, you might have one person, and for that one person, you're going to have an accommodation. Doesn't make sense at all. And that's the problem. It doesn't make sense. It defies common sense. This is a Harvard-trained, educated lawyer. I'm not impressed, Mr. Obama. You've lacked perspective, and you're really, again, violating your oath of office. What's new here? The founding fathers are rolling over in their graves, and I'm sure the anti-federalists that were against the highly centralized federal government are saying, I told you so. I told you so. You see, I'm for limited government, and in this case, it's up to the school districts, the local communities, to decide what they're going to do, if anything. It's getting a lot of people mad. We had and the reason why this has become a very hot issue in Texas, we had a school superintendent in Fort Worth, I think he's still employed there, was going to implement, have transgender bathrooms. And the parents got upset because they didn't want males going into women's bathrooms, nor for that matter did they want women going into male bathrooms. Now, for small children, elementary school, even up to junior high, I don't think this is an issue at all. That's why I say it's a distraction. I'm still scratching my head. I said, why would a president, other than the fact that he's a lame duck president, and is increasingly become irrelevant, I think this is going to negatively impact the 2016 election. I don't think there's a big transgender vote out there, but they're at least half the electorate are women, and they're saying to themselves, enough is enough here. This is beyond the nanny state, way beyond the nanny state. It gets back to having a political elitist establishment that is totally out of touch with the American people, both in the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. Texas is going to fight this, as will other states. I guess the thing that's been in the news is, and I've heard stories of this, Target is going along with this. Well, I went into Target. I actually bought something in Target Sunday. But I'm really reconsidering. I don't have to go to Target. I don't shop there for my groceries. I really was looking for some summer shirts, which I didn't find, and got something else. I needed an organizer. But I had someone call in, not to this show, but I was listening to a talk show. And she was relaying the story that there were some women in the bathroom, and this guy walks in, hanging around inside the women's bathroom, identifying as a woman, even though he's clearly a man. And the women went to the manager and say, there's a guy hanging around in the women's bathroom. What are you going to do about it? Well, we're not going to do anything about it. You're not going to do anything about it? Can you believe it? You see, there are very few people that have this problem, and I think it's very much a problem for them. I think they're confused. They have issues. And there are medical people that say the issue, it's really harms them to change their gender. Many of them start out, they want to dress up as a woman or a man. That's how it starts. People that actually go through this, that truly think they're a woman, and I can understand, or a man, it goes both ways. But it takes a lot of time and money. It costs money to do this operation. It's not an inexpensive operation. You have what I call buyer's remorse. People go through this and then decide, I made a big mistake. Well, it's a little late then. Why is the president doing this? Why is the Department of Education doing this? Ask yourself that question. I don't think this is helping the Democratic Party, but it is getting a lot of people upset, angry. I think this is going to backfire. If I were a voter, I said, well, is Hillary Clinton going to continue this nonsense? And that's what it is. It is nonsense. Apparently, yes. Apparently, yes. Or maybe this is Barack Obama's attempt to sabotage Hillary Clinton's campaign. That's one way, one interpretation. Another interpretation is very clear. The campaign is doing so poorly. People don't really want to listen to her, can't stand listening to her, don't like her, don't trust her. This takes the cameras, if you will, the press attention off her, and it does. For the last two or three, actually for going on a week now, one of the news stories is this, and I think it will continue. I don't take it seriously. Oh, it employs lawyers, and maybe that's the objective here. We need to have more lawsuits. The states are going to challenge this, but what ultimately is the consequences? Let's say for a minute that Barack Obama did take funding through the Department of Education away from a school district. Who is going to be hurt here? Because what does a lot of that money go for? It goes for breakfast and lunch programs for the truly needy that can't afford breakfast or lunch. And those are primarily minorities, Black, Hispanic, and poor whites. So if he followed through, and I don't believe he's going to follow through, by the way, but if he were to do that, that's the implication or consequence. Obama seems to think that he knows best for everybody. Well, the American people say to him, mind your own business. That's what it comes down to. Sir, mind your own business. It's not your business. We're the parents, not you. We strenuously object to what you're doing. And that's what's happening as people show up at school board meetings across the nation. We're just beginning to hear about this because most people today are concerned about their finals and graduation. The timing could not have been worse. This issue will slowly fade from the scene, especially if a Republican president is elected. And again, I think he's doing Donald Trump a favor. I gave a show on this very, very reluctantly because it became an item when North Carolina passed its law and then Donald Trump was asked about it. And I didn't agree with Donald Trump's answer at all because I knew what the problem is. Women don't want men, obviously, that are men walking in their bathrooms. They object to it. And that's going to be the majority of the problem. Some women will go into the men's room. But the majority, it's the other way. And they're yelled at, they're screamed at, they're cursed. Yes, Obama is the great divider. Divide and conquer, divide the country. He's going out on a real low note. It's time to flush Obama and his dictates down the toilet. Flush it twice, just make sure it went down the toilet. As I think the Democratic Party is doing. People are leaving both parties because of this kind of nonsense. We have a lot more important issues to be concerned about, such as job, the economy, the wrong direction this country is going into. Instead, we're talking about transgender toilets, bathrooms. Give me a break. Now, on a more positive note, America the Beautiful.
My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. With the voice of Richland College.
You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com. and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.